Gemara starts off in my katan, beginning of the Sugya of Gadol HaBayis. So the Gemara speaks about, first we'll talk about the basic din of Gadol HaBayis, and then the more complicated part of Gadol HaBayis, the halakha of Gadol HaBayis, the basic kvara. So the basic din of Gadol HaBayis is as follows. We're assuming that some of the Avelim were there at the time of the Misa, at the time of the Kvura, and they started counting, observing Shiva. And then somebody comes in from left field, one of the relatives comes in, in good old days and communication wasn't so good, so he comes on day five of the Avelis, and he wants to know, okay, he just found out that his relative died, the Kvura was over, so now he has to, of course, observe Avelis. So the question is, what day of Avelis was he up to? Is he up to day one, or is he considered to be up to day five? So the Gemara says, it depends, that there are three conditions that have to be met in order for us to say that the person has the kula of being able to count from the days that the other Avelim are up to. It's an unbelievable chiddush. If you would have asked me, I would have said, this whole thing shouldn't be true. That means whenever you start shivas, you have to start from day one. So this chiddush in that lacha, that you're allowed to start shiva in effect on whatever day the other Avelim are up to. So the Gemara says three different conditions have to be met. Number one, the Avelis cannot be done yet. That means the first Avelim are still in the middle of observing Avelis. If the Avelis is over, then it's a davar pasha that the person who comes, minachutz, wherever he's coming from, he for sure has to start from day one. So that's clearly condition number one. Condition number two is that there's a question about how far this new Ava was. Was even makom karav of makom rachak, which we'll see is a major machlek of Rishon, and what exactly those terms mean, and even further machlek is what it means bizman hazeh. So that's the second condition, that he has to be not all that far away. And the third condition, the Gemara says, is that the Gadol HaBayis has to be one of the Avelim who had started off the Avelim. The Gadol HaBayis has to be Bebayis. So that's also a big question, what exactly Gadol HaBayis means and when that applies, etc. Those are the three basic conditions. So we'll try to go through to get a better understanding of what each of these conditions is all about. So the first condition that the Gemara says is that this din of the later relatives being batal to the original relatives, that's only true if the original relatives are still in the middle of Avelos. So that was a machlekes hatanoim. What does it mean to still be in the middle of Avelos? So came the Chachamim and said that it's not enough just to be in the middle of Avelos. You have to be at the real part of Avelos. So we're going to see, hopefully, as we go on, in terms of the Isurim Avelos, there are some very basic differences between the first 3 days of Shiva and the last 4 days of Shiva. Unfortunately, some people in America thought that means is that after the first 3 days, you don't have to Shiva anymore. That's not what it means. But there are differences in Halach. There are real differences in Halach. And according to the Chum, this is one of those differences, that the first 3 days are considered to be the Iker's Man of Avelos. So therefore, in order to say the din, that the new relatives come are going to be batal to the original relatives and be able to continue their count, how come in my scheme that they come within the first 3 days? And Rabbi Shimon disagrees on that. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's true. There are differences between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. But like this halakha, there are no differences. And Kol's man that the original Avelim are still observing Shiva. Now, what that means is at least until the beginning of the seventh day, because there is a principle of Mixas Yom Kekulo. So let's say the new guy comes in the seventh day in the afternoons, then the original Avelim already went back to work, so they're not observing Shiva anymore. So then even Rabbi Shimon agrees that the new Avelim cannot become bottled to the original Avelim. But Kol Zman, that it's still up until Yom HaShvi, and so there's still what the Gemara calls until Amidus HaMenachemim, they're still observing Shiva, so then the halacha is that the new Avelim are going to become bottled. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. But if the cutoff point is 3 days or 7 days, and the other Gemara passes before like Rabbi Shimon, Halakha the Vermekel B'Avil. So we paskin that Kol's man that they're still observing Shiva, even if it's in the seventh day, Mamash at the last minute. So you've met the first criteria. The second condition that Gemara says in terms of Makom Karv, Makom Rachok. So here the Gaonim say that we have a tradition that it has to do with the amount of distance that a person could travel within 1 day. My high, why is that significant? So the Rif presents the Shittas HaGaonim as follows. The Rif says that the idea of saying that the new Avelim are going to become bottled to the original Avelim, what that means is that the new Avelim were pretty close anyway. That means in theory the new Avelim could have come on the first day. They really could have showed up on the first day. The fact that Lamai said they didn't show up on the first day, that's irrelevant. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, even if they come in the seventh day in the morning, that's also good enough. But they had to have the ability to have come on Yom Rishon. Then and only then do you say that that's considered to be a Makom Karav. They're too far away that they couldn't have come on Yom Rishon. It's too far of a distance, so that's considered to be a Makom Rachak. Why is that so important? Why does Yom Rishon play such a critical role? So this may be a throwback to the Shita Sarif in general about Yom Rishon. Let's not forget that the Rif happens to be the Shita, the Gaon happens to be the Shita that Avelis Yom Rishon is the Araisa. So it could be that this is like a little bit related to what the Chachamim say. That the Chachamim say that the new Avelim have to come within the Iker's Man Avelis. So we say not that much. We say they don't have to come within the Ikar Zman Avelus, but they have to have the ability to come within the Ikar Zman Avelus. But our definition of the Ikar Zman Avelus is not 3 days. Our definition of the Ikar Zman Avelus is 1 day, because 1 day is Avi Yom Rishon Deraisa. And the truth is that even if you hold that Avi Yom Rishon is not Deraisa, there are differences between Yom Rishon and subsequent days. We'll see Lagabi Hanachas Tefillin, Lagabi Sudas Avra. There are Dinim Halach Lamaisa, which separates the first day of Avelus from the rest of the days, even Lididan, that we pass in Avelus is Yom Rishon is on a Midrabanan. So it could be that's what's prompting the Shita Sarif, his understanding of the Gaonim, that 1 day is critical to have the possibility. As long as there's an Efsharut to come on the first day, so that's considered to be a Makom Karv. If that possibility doesn't exist anymore, then you're missing the second criteria. So based on this understanding of the Rif, the later poskim in the last couple hundred years raised the following Shaila. Sometimes you have a Metzias that something could be travelable. Means you could travel to that place within 1 day, but it's technically speaking past the distance what was considered to be the amount to be traveled in the days of the Gemara. The Gemara gives a shear of 10 parcels. That's considered to be 40 mil. That's considered to be the amount that a person could walk. The Gemara has that shear in other places. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that a person could walk 10 parcels in a day. So the Gaonim plugged it into the definition of Machum Karav. So come the later poskim and say, well, wait a second, what if you have trains? What if you have, what's the word? Who, Yiddish and Wayu? What's the Yiddish word they use? No? You see? The Bahn. No, isn't that the train? No? Yiddish. What?
Europe, that's what
no, Bahn is that. I think that's the, is that the Yiddish word for train?
Maybe it's German, but
Bahn is a little. Okay, anyway, whatever. I have to talk to Dr. Hoffman from YU. Anyway, so the is that the animal? You're kidding.
Wow.
He left already. His wife is going to be Michael's teacher in Mora next year. This is a side point. Okay, that's not relevant to this year. Anyway, so to cut that out, scratch it out. So the, okay, not now, I can scratch it later. So come the post game today. You keep it on. Okay. Comes the Nadi Yehuda and
it's only 90 minutes.
Comes the Nadi Yehuda and Chassam Sofer and others and raise a question. Well, wait a second. What's the? We have I don't know when exactly the trains were going, but let's say we have wagons that go faster. Now in the later days you have trains. It's not as if you have planes. So the whole notion of Yom Rishon has become the notion of Makom Karav has clearly changed. So in Echinami, so many poskim say, probably most poskim say Bizman Azeh, that the definition of Makom Karav doesn't mean 10 parcels anymore. Because the whole svar of Makom Karav was this idea of the rift, that it's possible to come there within 1 day. So it could be that there's no place in the world but it's not possible to come within 1 day. I don't know, how long does it take to fly around the world? No. You get from Australia to New York in 24 hours?
15 hours.
No, it's close. I don't know, it's close.
What? 15 hours.
From where? From?
New York to Australia.
15 hours straight? Okay.
The Rav says that this whole thing about Makom Karav only if he doesn't know.
So we're going to get, right. This first type of Gola Bias has become very, basically irrelevant this month, is that right? We're going to get to that. Right, Nachanami.
The Gemara shear of Esther Parcells is a 24-hour shear? Is another time when people walk in the day?
Right, it happens to be, right, tackle, right. It happens to be daylight hours, right? You're right. That is true. Right, okay, right, Nachanami. So again, so most of the poskim assume that this magical, mystical shear of 10 parcels doesn't really apply bizman hazeh. What the real shear is it travel able to arrive within a day? Another poskim said nope, they stuck to the old style that minig avasenu biyadeinu kachtik l'chachamim, that it's 10 parcels, that's it, ad kan v'lo yos. The pasha is not like that. The pasha is like the other poskim. They say from the Nevi Yehuda held that svara, and the Chassam Sofer held the svara, that as long as it's within a day's travel, that's also makom karav.
When Moshe wrote about Belzer, yeah. So how does that play in over here? They said that it's for sure Belzer is for sure Malkum Rachik Midai. Although you're talking about Aminus, but what would
no, I don't think he meant Lagabe this. He was talking about a different point.
Right, but even so, if that's what, so this is, there's a separate criteria.
I think so, yeah. I think this official criteria, I don't think Ramosha was taking a stand on the Shaila. There were Achranim who were saying that in Echinami, if it's out of 10 parcels, so that it's considered to be a Malkum Rachik. But I think most of the Gedolei opposing didn't assume that way. So the Rush gives a different part. The Rush says, I'm sorry, the Rush quotes from the Ravid, who gave a different understanding of this idea of 10 parcels. It's not so much that we want to give the new Avelim the ability to come within the day itself, but rather it means like this. The Ravid gives you the following seer. Let's say, in theory, the worst case scenario, that the person was buried 5 minutes before Shkia. So that was 5 minutes, Miksim Kukulu, that's considered to be the first day of Avelus. Then the second day is the second day of Avelus, and the third day of Avelus. So says the Ravid, that in theory, if the person would be buried mamish 5 minutes before Shkia, so what would happen? So the following day we would send the shaliach, we'd send the guy to go inform the new kravim. So it would take the shaliach the entire day to travel, and nobody travels at night, so he would sleep over that night. And then the following day, the kravim would come all the way back in the same path that the shaliach just came on. So it makes, says the rabbi, make a simple math, that if it's just shy of a day's trip, so that in theory, the new aveilim will come and it'll still be Yom Shlishi. So Yom Shlishi, we already know that's magical, mystical day. According to the Chachamim, Yom Shlishi was everything. According to the Chachamim, you have to mamish come within 3 days in order to become batal to the original relative. So comes the Rav and says, alumdus, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim, that you don't have to actually come within the first 3 days, but you have to have the possibility to come within the first 3 days. So the mila of the of this explanation of the Ravid is that he's giving importance to 3 days. That's already something that we find in the Gemara. We already find Rabbi Shimon, we already find Bedas Chachamim that 3 days is critical. According to the Rif's understanding, the Rif made up a new Yisai, that 1 day is considered to be important. So we explained the Rif based on the idea of Yom Rishon Deraisa, but the notion of demarcating between 1 day and the other 6 days of Avail, at least vis-a-vis this Sugya of Labayas, really doesn't have its roots in the Gemara. Masha Enkin, the Ravid's Pshat, that notion of 3 days being different, that taka makes a lot of sense. The only thing that's strange about the Ravid's Pshat is that, so who cares that that in theory the kavura is going to be 5 minutes before Shkia, so therefore, in every case possible, so the Avelim will be, the new Avelim will be able to come within 3 days. But the kavura wasn't 5 minutes before Shkia, the kavura was in the morning. So it's a little bit in the world of make-believe the Shittas arriving, but at least in terms of the notion of the 3 days, so it fits in very nicely into the pattern of the Sugya. The Rosh just makes a Ha'ara, according to the Ravid, that it's but the Rosh claims the Ravid sheet is a little bit misleading. Why? From the simple reading of the Ravid, you get the following impression, that somebody dies on Sunday, and they do the Kavura 5 minutes before Shkia on Sunday, and then they send off the Shaliach first thing in the morning on Monday. The Shaliach comes Monday, he travels, he gets to the other town where the new Krovim are, and what does he do in the other town? He tells them, guess what, your relative just died, you better pack your bags and going. So the guy goes to sleep that night, can't travel at night, so he comes the next day and he arrives, Baruch Abu, he comes and joins the Avelim right before the end of the third day, so therefore he's going to become batal to the original group. So comes the Rosh and says that's not true. If that would be the Tziyah, then the Halach would not be true. Why? The Rosh is the following Yisoid, that once a person finds out that he's an Avel, so then he has to start the count right away. The only time Agamara says that you could become batal to the minion of the Bnei Abayis, or to the Gadol Abayis, or the people who started the Avelus first, that you found out that you're an Avel when you came to them. So then you could say, it's Gita V'yodabarim Kiyachid, you found that you're an Avel, and you're batal to the Gadol Abayis. Okay, then you could start in start Cheshbon starting from day three. Masha Enkin, if you found out already in your house, because the Shaliach opened up his big mouth and told you that you're an Avel, so the Rosh says, forget it, and the whole sugya doesn't apply. So Hakabamayaskinan says the Rosh, but the Ravid's Pshat must mean is as follows, that the Shaliach comes and doesn't tell you that you're an Avel. The Shaliach comes and says, just pack your bags and come, we have a surprise for you. So you don't know what you're coming back for. So then when you come back, you get the Baruch Hu, you get the bad news that your relative died. So then and only then are you considered to be able to count from the Echeshmet. That's a very very mechurishtika reading what the Ravid is saying. So the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says in terms of Adam, that's not true. That this cloud that the Rosh developed, that once you start Avelus, Once you hear of the Shmua somewhere else, so then you're not shaykh to become batal to the original thing. It's absolutely not true. But the Rosh HaKalpanim learned, but that's arrived at this magical case of the 3 days. It's Hakal Ma'iskin that Shlech didn't open up his mouth. And he didn't find out about it until he got back. I think the Ramban says that you could start Avelos, and then when you join the Gadol Abayis, and then you'll shave off days off the Avelos. That's what it sounds like, yeah. That's what it sounds like according to the Rambam. But when the Mice and Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rosh. So this idea that the 3 days are supposed to correspond to this notion that even in the worst case scenario, that the Shaliach will go and the Avel will have enough time to get within 3 days, so the Poskim here also throw into question whether this really applies to Zman Hazeh. Because this is all working with an assumption. It's working with old technology. Namely, the only way to let the Karov know that somebody died is to send the guy on the Pony Express. Masha Enkem Zman Hazeh, you pick up the phone and you tell him right away. So then what is the 3 days? The 3 days doesn't mean anything. That notion of Makom Karov, Makom Rachok has become totally meaningless to Zman Hazeh. So In Echidami, Pashas, that's also true. It doesn't make much of a difference because in Shulchan Aruch we don't quote the Rabbi's Pshat. Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch presents the Tam Hadavar for the din of the ten parcels is because of the Rif's understanding. That you have to have the ability to come on that one day. So you don't have to be down whether the Rabbi's right or not. You don't have to be down in the Ramban, the Ramban and the Rosh. Because Lamaisa, we seem to assume like the Lahalach, like the Rif's Pshat.
So
the Shulich told you didn't do anything about it. Right, that's a question. What right do you have? What right do you have to not be Noeg Avelos? If Lamais, you know your relative died and you just had a kavur already, so I'm going to say, no, I don't want to be Noeg Avelos because I want to wait. I want to put myself on hold. I'm going to put in freeze until I get there because I want to shave days off the Avelos. Do you have a right to do that? That's also a question. So some person will say, maybe you do. Some person will say, yep. So it means, don't take off your shoes, don't sit down, don't do anything, just get in the pony and go travel. So the question is, who told you you're allowed to do that? Aren't you a novel? Someone? No, that's a question. Whether that's right. So again, so far we have two of the conditions seemingly down pat. We know the Machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim about the first condition, what's considered to be still in the middle of Avelus. Then we have the second condition of Makom Karv, the Machlokes, the Rif and the Ravid, what the Lamdus Adavar is, and then the ramifications Bizman Hazet. Then there's the third condition that the Gemara says, and that's the Hoch of the Mayaskin, this whole din only applies if Matzah Gadol Abayis B'Bayis. So the question is, well, what does the Gadol Abayis mean for Lamaisa? How do you translate the phrase Gadol Abayis? So there are two different interpretations that are thrown around the Rishonim as to what's considered to be the Gadol Abayis. One comes from the Ritzkeus. The Ritzkeus says that Gadol Abayis means that individual who the other Bnei Abayis are smuchim alav. The question is, what exactly does that mean? So the pashtus, what that means is that he's the decision maker. He's the one that has kayadua in life, that the person who pays the check is the one who makes the decisions. So mastama, that's what it means, that the guy who's controlling the finance, the guy who's running the show for the family, not necessarily that he's running the show right now, but he's the guy who everybody looks up to. Now that doesn't necessarily mean he's the oldest. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So that's the Ritz Geirus' understanding what the Gadol Abayis is. So comes the Rashba and the Tshuva and throws in a different angle, a different twist as to what's considered to be the Gadol Abayis. The Rashba says that a husband is always considered to be the Gadol Abayis if the wife dies. Why? So the Rashba says, because after all, he's the one who's supposed to be Metapel B'Kvurasa. He's the one, as we already saw, us in the first year, between the Mais of Rabbi Natam and the Rash, that whoever's considered to be the Mechuya B'Kvura plays a role in halacha. So here we all know the Mishnah Ksuba says that a husband has the ikar chiyuv to be kavur for his wife. So therefore the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that the husband by definition is considered to be the Gadol Abayis. So the question is, are these mutually exclusive understandings? Sometimes you can have a situation where, yeah, the husband's the quote-unquote mechuyav b'davar, but one of the children are the ones who's signing the checks. He's the one, who's the one who's in charge? So what's going on? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, yeah, nechanami, that this is taka machlegis, that the rich guy is saying one pshat, and the rash is saying another pshat, you have to decide what's the correct pshat. The problem is the shach doesn't say that. The shach quotes both. The Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the rich guys, and then the shach on that line in the Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rashba and doesn't make the ha'ara that there's a machlokes going on over here. So you get the impression that the shach understood that these two are not necessarily arguing one another. So, but what does it mean? Lamaisa, doesn't the Rizgeus not necessarily translate to mean always the husband? So maybe what the shach understood, it's not like right, and maybe the shach understood that when the Rizgeus uses the phrase, the base of smichi alav, he doesn't mean who's the one who's paying the bills all the time. It doesn't mean who's the one who's being metapel in dinner the rest of the week. What it means is, the smichi alav means legabi the kvura. It means, what do I care who's running the show the rest of the year? It means, who takes control? Who's in charge when it comes to the kvura? So if that's the pshat of what the Ritzgeus is saying, so then in Echanami, maybe there's not all that much of a difference between the Rashba and the Ritzgeus. Maybe the Rashba is saying that it's always going to be like that. The husband is always the one who's calling the shots, because after all, the halach is mechayvim to be calling the shots. So maybe that's what in Kozei, you could still have a little bit of a difference. Sometimes you have a situation where the husband's not competent, the husband's not able to take care of the situation. So would the Rashba be moided? Did the Rashba mean that just the fact that halacha he has a chiyuv, that's considered to be, by definition, the Gadol Abayis? So the Rashba means, since in halacha he has a chiyuv, so therefore mainly he's doing what the halacha requires of him to do. I don't know, it's a little bit unclear. And yeah, but even... Yeah, a very, very strange idea. A very, very difficult idea to understand. I don't know. don't know.
The whole nature of the
ship. Yeah, I don't know. It's a very strange concept. If I would have had a vote on this, then nobody asked me. I would have said, I don't understand where the whole thing comes from. Each man for himself. Why is it so critical that everyone's counting the same Shema? I don't know. But whatever it is. So they didn't ask me. So then you have even a niyach that putting aside the husband, sometimes the husband's not around, sometimes the husband died already, so sometimes it's just a question of the children. So then lechari go back to the regular rules of the Ritz Geyus, that base of the smichi alav, whoever is in control. So kayadu, this could lead to a big fight. You can have all of a sudden you have two brothers, each one claims that the other one's in control, or each one says, fakir, I don't want to be in control, I don't want to be in charge of the books, you be in charge of control. So the poskim have a lot of problems in invoking this din of Gadol HaBayis b'zman hazeh. It can be really, some poskim have a lashon that we can't say it was a Gadol HaBayis anymore. So it's not clear. By Yaakov and Yosef. So Yosef was the Gadol HaBayis. He was the one who was metapa with Yaakov. The original. Maybe that's what Chum instituted it. That was he was the clear, the osik b'tzarchei aviv. Mashenki b'zman hazeh, it's a very hard call to declare who's really considered to be the Gadol HaBayis. So the poskim say, what do you do when you have no Gadol HaBayis? So the pashas says there's no Gadol HaBayis and the whole din falls by the wayside. So some person have another idea. That maybe you follow the Rav Avelim. Maybe Gadol HaBayis means when it's clear who's the important one. But if it's not clear who's the important one, then you go Basar Rav. It's like you're a Deach HaLakal. Any news? No. So maybe you follow Rav. I don't know. This doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about what to do when there's no Gadol HaBayis. The pashas says there's no Gadol HaBayis and the whole din falls by the wayside. So I call upon him these different conditions that the Gemara seems to insist upon. So each one of them is subject to machlokes. The first is the machlokes of Reb Shimon Nachum. The second is the machlokes of the Rif and the Rav and how to understand the Yid Parsel's business. And then the Gadol HaBayis is also subject for up for question. Are there any situations where perhaps we could forego some of these criteria? Sometimes you could just throw out the condition of Gadol HaBayis, or sometimes even throw out the condition of Makom Karov. So Tosfos makes allusions to this. Tosfos and I heard people spending a lot of time on this morning. So Tosfos throws out possibilities. First possibility they throw in the name of the Bahag, and then they throw out a possibility in the name of the Yerushalmi, that maybe one could argue as follows. We know that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim about whether the new Krovim are coming within 3 days, whether it's good enough for them to come even within 7 days, and we possibly like Rabbi Shimon that it's good enough to come even within 7 days. Maybe you could argue that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's a chiluk between within 3 days and within 7 days to such an extent that maybe b'med the Rama Murim that we insist on all the conditions to be present. That's only if they come. I mean, when we insist on the other two conditions to be present, that's if they're coming day five, day six, day seven. But if they're coming within 3 days, so that's that's a greater din of bitul havelus, because harai, even the Chum agree that there's a din of bitul havelus b'chei gavna. So maybe you could start to forego some of the other conditions. So Tosfos starts chipping away at the conditions. So first they quote from the Bahag, then maybe you could chip away at the din of makom karav. Maybe the only time you need makom karav is only on day 4, 5, 6, and 7. But on day 1, 2, and 3, maybe you don't even need makom karav. And then at the end, the Tosfos they quote from Yerushalmi, maybe you don't even need Gadol HaBayis if it's within day 1, 2, and 3. So Tosfos is not sure about all these possibilities. Lamaisa, we don't pass like any of those permutations on Tosfos. We assume that these three conditions are chayk v'lo yavor, except for the case that we're going to be over in a minute. But basically, the halacha is that you require all three of these conditions. Then the Rishonim add on another condition that doesn't say in the Gemara that the Hagos Ashri added on. He says that Mahakam and Mayaskina and all these dinim are being bottled to the original Avelim. That's only if you're coming either to the Makam Misa or to the Makam Kvura, which is again also hard to understand exactly why that should be so. And even within those conditions, the post can have machlek similar. What does that mean? Misa kvura. You're coming to the basic kvaros. You're coming mamish to the house where the person died, to the room where the person died. What about if it's in the same city? Also, somewhat unclear in the later post game, how far the Agos Ashri meant in what he was saying. So, this is really the first half of the sugya of Gadol HaBayis. This is the easy part of Gadol HaBayis, the basic din that when you have one group of people, the earlier krovim are sitting shiva to begin with, and then somebody finds out later and he comes and joins. So when does he consider to be bottle to the original group or not, depending on these three conditions. Into the water. We better fill it up for part two. Isn't something supposed to be plugged in here?
Mayor
extra.
Oh,
okay.
Maybe you're saying that in the end we don't have a Vilna bias composing? There's no such thing?
It's very hard. A lot of posts have serious reservations about who's called Vilna bias. It's not as a... Yeah.
And therefore, since there's no Vilna bias, then we don't have any.
So then you have a further machlek as a poskim. What do you do when there's no gadol habayis? So do you follow rov of the avelim? Or do you say the whole thing falls all the way? So, but we're not going to spend too much time on this because this whole first half of the shiur is kimat never lemaisa, just about never lemaisa. The second half of the shiur, which is holakad labayis lebeisa kvaros, that's very much lemaisa. And there it ends up according to most of the rishonim, gadol habayis doesn't play a role altogether. Gadol habayis, it's funny because in the yeshivas, whenever they talk about the hardest sugya duchas avelos, they talk about the sugya of gadol habayis. But after all the dust settles, so gadol habayis is irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. It's really the sugya of non gadol habayis. So after making this absolute statement of the Gemara that Hushabo, Matzah Gadol Habayis, or Beis HaKvar, whatever, the only time that the din is true is when you have the Gadol Habayis there, all of a sudden the Gemara throws out the following Shaila. Ibailu, Halach Gadol Habayis, the Beis HaKvar, Osmahu. What's the din if the Gadol Habayis is not present because the Gadol Habayis himself went to the Beis HaKvar? That's the Shaila number one of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, what's the answer? The answer is it depends. It depends within 3 days or after 3 days. Adkan Devriya Gemara. So the Rishonim, as already everyone has seen, at least the beginnings of the Sugya, that this Gemara is so confusing on so many different levels. There are so many problems with just reading through the Gemara. That's where you end up with so many different permutations in the Rishonim. Is that first of all, why is the Gemara even dreaming about the Gadol Habayis leaving? Didn't we just say 5 minutes ago that the Gadol Habayis must be there? Chayik Velo Yavor, the Gadol Habayis leaves, it's all. Then there's no din of anyone being bottled to anybody else. Isn't that, that's the first problem? Is that how could the Gemara even talk about the Gadol Habayis walking out? Number two, it's not clear from the Gemara. The Gemara says that it depends whether he comes back within 3 days or not within 3 days. So it's not clear from the Gemara who's coming back. Are we talking about the Gadol Habayis is coming back? We're talking about an outsider, a new relative who we never heard of is coming back. And number three, what's not clear in the Gemara is that where did 3 days come back from? We just got finished saying that we passed like Rabbi Shimon, that there really is no difference between before 3 days and after 3 days. So all of a sudden the Gemara makes a tchias amesim out of the 3 days. So that also was not meant. So bottom line is, there appear to be, at least the way we're going to present in Shiur, 5 different mahalchim in the Rishonim, how to learn pshat in Harsugya. Anyone found 5? Okay, so we're going to try to go through all 5 shitas and try to understand each shita in and of itself, and then to see how each shita reads into the Yerushalmi, and then to see how we pass in halachas. That's what we have cut out for the next hour or so. Maybe we'll try to talk a little slower, just to make sure we get it clear. It's easier said than done. So comes Tosis is in the first to tackle this basic problem. Now, what in the world is the Gemara talking about halach labayis lebeis hakvaros? Isn't it a chayk v'lo yavar that the only time that new relatives are bottled to old relatives, that anyone's going to be bottled to anybody else, isn't that obvious? That's only the Gadol Habayis' presence. How can we take the Gadol Habayis out of the house? Doesn't that change the whole story? So comes Tyson and develops the following yisayt, that there are really 2 different ways, and again, we're going to use the terms of bitl relatives to another, even though Rob's got his issues with that, but we're going to use the terms anyway, that comes Tyson and says there are really 2 totally different types of scenarios where we're talking about one group of relatives picking up the minion of the previous group of relatives. First case is what the Gemara we were talking about until now, namely that group number one knew about the Misa and they knew about the Kvura and they started their count, and then group number two, relative number two, comes in on day 5 and gets the good news that his relative died. So that's case number one. What's significant about that case is that the second relative did not know about the Misa. He didn't know about anything. He comes in, Mamash Yesh Me'ayin, on day 5. So then, that's when the Gemara insists, only true if it's a Makom Karov and a Yesh Karov B'Bayis B'Bayis and all the Kolam that we spoke about for the first half hour of Shir. However, says Tosis, that's not the case of Halach Gadol Habayis L'Beis HaKvaros. The case of Halach Gadol Habayis L'Beis HaKvaros, by definition, means everybody was there together. The whole group, all 10 Kraven, were there at the time of Misa. They all knew about it. They started out as one group, as one unit. And then what happened? Came time for the Kvura. So Tosis is assuming that, why is the Gadol Habayis going to the Beis HaKvaros? For what other reason except to do the Kvura? That's a Dava Parsha, says Tosis. So the Gadol Habayis is going to do the Kvura. So now, based on what we spoke about a couple of days ago, so that should potentially set up a disaster in terms of the Cheshbonis of Avelus. That should set up a such a situation that the group which stays behind should start Avelus right now, because once they do Achzaras Panim, they start, whereas the new, the Gadol Habayis, who's accompanying the Mace to the Beis HaKvaros, his Avelus is put on hold until he, because he's present at the actual Kvura. So now you're going to have a situation where the first group of Avelim are starting on Sunday, and the Gadol HaBayis isn't going to start until Tuesday. So now, the Gemara wants to know, what's the din? When the Gadol HaBayis comes back, and he wants to say, hey, it's not fair. I'm the nice guy who went along to the basic varas, and I got to sit in next to 2 days of shiva. No, let me join my brothers and be up to day five right now. That's the scenario of Holach Gadol HaBayis, the basic varas going to Taisus. So why is that difference, says Taisus? Since the Gadol HaBayis knew Bishas Mis, of course he knew Bishas Mis, he's the guy who went to the basic varas, so he was already considered to be part of the group Mitchila. They started out as one unit together. So comes Taisus and says, if you started out as a group together, it's easier to become Batel to the original group. So in the first scenario, in the first sugya, the first half hour shiur, with the relative number two, he was not part of the original group. He wants to join on day five. So then we throw the book at him. We say, no, you can only join on day five, only if the Makom Karov and the Gadol HaBayis Bebayis and the works. Moshe Einkein over here, when you were already part of that group, you were there already, and you just walked out for a couple of days to take care of the Kippur. And now you want to join back, to go back to Chadash Shemenik and Kedin, back to the original group. So then, even if the Gadol HaBayis isn't there, that's okay. You know why the Gadol HaBayis isn't there? Because you're the Gadol HaBayis. So of course the Gadol HaBayis isn't there. So comes Tyson and says, yeah, that's what the Gemara means. That's okay. However, comes Tyson and says, but now it gets tricky. This Gadol HaBayis, who comes back to the original Krovim and wants to join the bandwagon, so comes the Gemara and says, well, it depends. If the Gadol HaBayis comes back within 3 days of the Avelos, that's the Ikar Avelos, so then we say, Mr. Gadol HaBayis, you can join your other brothers and you can hang on to their account. Masha Engin, if you make it back too late, if you don't come back until day five, so then it's too late. The Ikar Avelos is over, and now you have to start from scratch. So comes Taizen and asks themselves, hey, wait a second, this sounds like the Chachamim speaking. It's not Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon that that's Svar Vigra Avelis fell by the wayside. We hold that there's a din of bittel to Krovim, even if it's on day seven. So why does all of a sudden day three come back to haunt us? So comes Taisus and says, no. That there are, in effect, Taisus sets up three different categories in terms of bittel Avelis. Comes Taisus and says, in a case where you're being mevato yourself to the Gadol HaBayis, like the case of yesterday, for the first half of Shia, when the Gadol HaBayis is there, and now you're coming, and you want to become Bittel to the Gadol HaBayis, that's the Gevaldika case of Bittel. That's Ein Lecha Bittel Gadol Mizeh. So then the Halacha says, Afilu Babi Yom HaShvi, you become Bittel to the Gadol HaBayis. But now you have, a middle category, which means that the Gadol HaBayis isn't there, but the Mila that you do have, the mile that you have working in your favor is the fact that you were part of the group to begin with. So comes Taisus and says, okay, since you're part of the group, we're going to let you be mevatel yourself to the group's minyan with one catch, though. We're going to let you be mevatel yourself to the group minyan even though the Gadol HaBayis is not Bebayis because you are the Gadol HaBayis, but hachav b'mayaskin if it's within the first 3 days. If it's after the first 3 days, that's already, you got two strikes against you. If it's after the first 3 days, then it's all over. Then you can't become batel to the original minyan. So, best case scenario of being batel is Hachal Ma'iskin when the Gadol HaBayis is Bebayis. So then the Halacha says, even if you come in Yom HaShvi, you're batel. The next best case scenario is when the Gadol HaBayis is not Bebayis, because you are the Gadol HaBayis, but you were there originally. So since you were there originally, you can become batel, provided that's within 3 days. The worst case, the third case, which Taka the Halacha says you can't become batel, that's if Hachal Ma'iskinan, that you weren't there originally, and now you want to become Bato, and there's no Gadol HaBayis, so you have nothing working in your favor. So there's no Gadol HaBayis, Bebayis, and you weren't there originally, so then Taka the Din is, then you're not going to become Bato. So Taisus is walking a very, very fine line, only because Taisus had to create, in effect, two contradictory klalim. Taisus had to be mechadish, this klal, that since you are part of the original group, so therefore it's easier for you to become Bato than in the first half hour of Shihar. Taisus needed that, because otherwise they got stuck. What do you mean, Halakha Labayis Beisak Kvaras? If the Gadol HaBayis is not home, then the whole din of Bittul Avelis doesn't apply. On the other hand, Taisus didn't want to overkill. They didn't want to make the cloud too good, because the Gemara limits. The Gemara puts the brakes in the cloud by saying, Halakha Labayis, it's only two within 3 days. So Taisus ended up with this very strange, there's a cholent in the middle, that this guy was coming back, the Gadol HaBayis who left, and he's coming back since he started originally, only it's going to be Bottle if he comes back within 3 days. A very, very difficult, just conceptually, to understand Taisus. Yes, sir. Oh, so now comes Taisus and continues. So now Taisus comes and says, that the real sugya Tosfos is learning is lagavi the god labayis. Halach the labayis lebeisak varus the osa begot losa. That means the god labayis came back begot losa, or lo osa begot losa means that the god labayis did not come back begot losa. So now Tosfos says this is going to happen new nafkamina, a second a corollary of this halacha is what about if somebody else, not the original group of Avelim, not the Gadol HaBayis, a third guy, a third relative who wasn't even in the picture until day five. What's his status in Halacha? So comes to us and says, whatever psak we gave for the Gadol HaBayis, that's going to schlep along the third guy, because the third guy who did not know the Avelos Mitchila, so then you have to go back to the first half hour of Shiur. So then you go back to the regular rules. So the regular rules are that the third guy becomes bottled to the Gadol HaBayis. So if the Gadol HaBayis came back within 3 days, so then the Gadol HaBayis became bottled to the first guys. So then the third guy can chop a rein also, lavdafka within the first 3 days. The third guy can come even be Yom HaShvi in the morning and be bottled to the Gadol HaBayis. So there are three different responsibilities over here. You have the first group of Avelim, they're the ones who start the ball rolling. Then you have the Gadol HaBayis who becomes bottled to them because he knew about it originally, but Achav Vayiskin became within 3 days. And then the new guys who come, says Tosfos, they become bottled to the Gadol HaBayis, working with the regular clone of a bit of the Gadol HaBayis. No, there's a little bit of a difference over there. I mean, according to Rosh, that was the Rosh claim that it's a chayk v'lo yava. Once you find out about it, and you start, I mean, is this Tosfos by definition going against the Rosh's claw? There are different cases. No, there are different cases. But he's asking that in Tosfos' scenario. So what happened? The Gadol HaBayis went to the basic verse, and now the Kavura finished, right? So the Gadol HaBayis is really starting, he's starting his Avelos now, right? He's taking off his shoes now, and he doesn't know when he's going to be back in 3 days. He doesn't know he's going to get a plane back in the next 3 days. So if he gets back within 3 days, and then we're going to say he changes his cheshbon. The Rosh was opposed to changing the cheshbon. Rosh says, once you start a cheshbon, you can't stop it. Whereas according to Tosfos, seems to say that you can. It sounds a little bit, right? Well, it sounds a little bit from Tosfos.
What if somebody was there, Petrila, went to the Beis HaKfaros, and then comes back, so Gimel, so he was there in the beginning, like the Gadol, let's say a case where the Gadol HaBayis is not there, but he has the Milah that he was there at the beginning.
Right, so Tosfos says that once you're dealing with people who are there at the beginning, Gadol HaBayis is irrelevant. So he says the whole principle of Gadol HaBayis is totally in the garbage, right? Right. Tosfos says everything, nothing matters anymore. Malkum Karov doesn't matter anymore, and Gadol HaBayis, nothing matters anymore. So this is Tosfos Shita. So comes the Ramban. Is there any question?
Would Tosfos be motivated to the first opinion, Tosfos of Bahav, that if this guy came in Malkum Rachov?
No, so you don't need that. Tosfos is trying to avoid that Bahag. I don't think you need that Bahag, right? So comes the Ramban in Tosfos Adam after four long pages and says that basically Tosfos is right. In terms of their presentation, that there's a svara to say that a guy who was there mitchila is considered to be more batel, they're right on target, says the Ramban. And the fact that you have to... So that part the Ramban is made to. But what the Ramban doesn't like about Tosfos is the fancy footwork that Tosfos tries to do. That which Tosfos tried to save the 3 days, the Ramban says is not right. Says the Ramban, this line in the Gemara, of hada osa begot losa, ad losa, yachat losa, that line is Shalek Halacha, says the Ramban. That line in the Gemara is according to the Chachamim. We don't know yet what the Halacha is. The Gemara doesn't pass it with Shimon until 20 lines later. So comes the Ramban and says, this whole pilpul that the Gemara is having about when the Gadol HaBayis came back within 3 days, didn't come back within 3 days, that's going to alter the Halacha. Says the Ramban, that's Mama Shalek Adin. That whole thing is Shalek Halacha. Says the Ramban, what is the Halacha Lididon? So Lididon, that we happen to pass in like Rabbi Shimon, that Lagabe Bitla Velas, as long as you're there within, even to the morning of Yom HaShvi, that's also good. So who are Dinami in the Sugi of Gadol HaBayis, Halacha Gadol HaBayis, the basic verse, the Halacha is going to be the same. So says the Ramban, Tosfos is right, until that last point. Until that last point, where the Mechad between before day, 3 days and after 3 days. So comes the Ramban and says, Halacha LaMayis, what will the Din be? Says the Ramban, if the Gadol HaBayis goes to the basic verse, and then he comes back, even if he comes back on Yom HaShvi, he becomes batel to everybody else. And who Adinam, he says, the Rabbani could schlep along the third guys also, the third group of Avelim who didn't know about it. So they go back to the regular rules of Gadol Abayis. So then the halacha is that you become batal to the Gadol Abayis. So whatever the Gadol Abayis is being knowing, that's going to be enough convenient for the third guys as well. So I would put Tosfos and the Ramban in the same camp in terms of the basic approach to the sugya is really one and the same. That the Yisayid Adav according to the Klal according to both of them is that since you knew originally, that makes life better for you. Part ways is what do you do with the 3 days before 3 days or after 3 days? So Tosfos try to salvage this chiluk of the Gemara, even the halacha, coming up with a razzle dazzle machalach, and the Ramban says you don't have to salvage it because it's wrong. Comes the. Right, doesn't matter. Right, according to both Tosfos and the Ramban, it's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. Gadol Abayis is irrelevant. So comes the Beis Yosef and makes the following observation that the Rif and the Rambam left out this entire Gemara. I mean, they quote the first half, they left after half hour Shia. They were there for the first part of Gadol Abayis, but this whole sugi about Gadol Abayis was basically, they left the whole thing out. So the Beis Yosef says, why did they leave it out? What was bothering the Rif and the Rambam that why they left the whole thing out? So the Beis Yosef says, I'll tell you why they left it out. Because they looked at the Gemara and they said the Gemara is wrong. The Gemara Shalek Halacha, the Gemara that said that Hada Asa Begot Lasa, Hada Asa Begot Lasa. So they saw a red light went off in their head. They said, wait a second, that line can't be right. That line is Chachamim speaking, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon. So whereas the Ramban said that, yeah, you're right, that particular line of the sugya is Shalai Kalacha, but the rest of the sugya stands. So no, the Rif and the Rambam claims the Beis Yosef said the whole thing is wrong. And what makes it even more powerful to say that the whole sugya is Shalai Kalacha? Why did the Rif and the Rambam want to say the whole sugya is Shalai Kalacha? Because they were bothered with the original kash. They're totally bothered with it. What are you talking about, Bitla Velos, if it's not to the Gola Bayis? Didn't the Gemara 5 seconds ago just say, Amr B'yechman V'husha Matza Gola Bayis B'bayis? The only time this Bitla Velos is only to the Gola Bayis. Here you're having the Gola Bayis become but for other people. That's not fair. That's against the rules. So comes the Rif and the Rambam, claims the Beis Yosef and says, the whole sugya is so shver. Number one, the sugya is talking about 3 days, which is mamash alayka alocha. And the fact that the Gemara seems to be contradicting what it just said 5 minutes ago, when the Gemara said before, the and here the Gemara is ignoring it. So the Beis Yosef says in one fell swoop, the Rif and the Ram said, that the whole thing is not true. The whole sugya is mamash alayka alocha. So what is the din? So comes the Beis Yosef and says, l'chora, what the din should be, what it should be according to the Rif and the Rambam, is that this is the exact halachic equivalent of when there's no Gadol Abayis. So what's the name when there's no Gadol Abayis? So each man for themselves. So whatever the Gadol Abayis, whoever went to the Beis HaKvaros counts from whatever he's up to, whenever the people in the house count, they're up to what they go up to, and whenever the third guy comes, he starts from scratch. So everybody goes on their own, because according to the Rif and the Rambam, Kol Zman, that there's no Gadol Abayis, Bir Abayis, so then the whole din doesn't, there's no din of Bitla Veilos whatsoever. And the Ramban claims that that's not what the Rif and the Rambam says. The Ramban claims the Rif and the Rambam held like me. So why didn't they spell it out? Because it's Pashut, says the Ramban. It's obvious. That's of course what they meant by leaving it out. It's very difficult. I don't exactly understand how the Ramban claims that the Rif and the Rambam were like him. The Rif and the Rambam, I'm not sure what they said. I'm not sure the Beis Yosef is right, but they didn't say anything to Rif and the Rambam. So it's hard to know from what they didn't, like Reb Chaim used to be medayik from things the Rambam didn't say, how the Rambam held. It's very hard for me to be medayik like that. But I'll call upon him. We're going to call this sheet the number 3. That's the Beis Yosef, the Das, the Rif and the Rambam, which in effect says the easiest sheet to understand that the whole sugya doesn't exist. You go back to the only part of the sheet that's relevant is the first half hour sheet. I don't know. No, that's true, we don't have a Gadol Abayis, but according to Tosfos and the Ramban, you don't need Gadol Abayis for their din. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, the din is that if somebody leaves, even though they were present beforehand, it's tough luck, it's over. It means they have to count for themselves. So the Tosfos and the Ramban didn't say that. Right. He's going to have extra. Right. But that's not because we don't have Gadol Abayis for Zman Hazeh. That's because according to the Rif and the Rambam, the whole din doesn't apply because the Gadol Abayis wasn't Babayis. Mm-hmm. Right.
I see. And according to the other Rishonim.
According to the other Rishonim, so what?
Is different. You don't have a Gadol Abayis.
No, but you don't need, according to Tosfos and Rambam, you don't need Gadol Abayis anymore. Because for these cases, we'll plug this in Halach Lamayis as we go along.
According to the Rambam, the Gadol Abayis is going to have to be in the house the entire time while the other guy's away, or it's just that you have to be there when they come?
No, I think it has to be there when they come, yeah.
Like,
I don't think, no, go, no, the Gemara's case is Holok Alavayis himself. He's the guy who left.
He's there.
He's built it himself. No, it's not that you need Holok Moshe Mizini, you need a Golabayis. You have to be built to the count of the Golabayis, so you can't be built to yourself. Okay, so far we have three possibilities in the Rishonim. We have Taisa's Pshat, we have the Ramban, which is basically the same Pshat except for the last permutation at the end. Then you have the Beis Yosef, Elibit, the Riff, and the Ramban. Comes the Ravan, which is really a sheet that appears in the, it's quoted in the Agos Maimoni, but it's quoted in the, there are two parts of Agos Maimoni. There's a standard Agos Maimoni that's printed on the bottom of most Rambams. Then there's the Agos Maimoni Kuf. Anyone knows what that stands for? Constantine, yeah, it was another printing of the Agos Maimoni. So very often you find this problem. Very often the poskim will quote, as it says in Agos Maimoni, in Hilchos Avel Perigud, and you look from Tehillah Tamar, it's not there. So the answer is that there was a whole different nusach of the Agos Maimoni. So Baruch Hashem and the Franco Rambams, they brought it back to life. So in the back of the Franco Rambams, they have those extra Agos Maimoni. So this can be found. I don't think I didn't put it on the Maimon Kamas, did I? No, because the Shach quotes it, so I figured, okay, you'll see it in the Shach. But those who want to see the whole thing inside, so it appears in the Agos Maimoni in the Franco Rambam in Hilchos Avelos. So the Agos Maimoni quotes from the Ravan and the Rav Yah, who had the following shot, that they were so bothered with the obvious question that started off the whole sugya, namely, we just got finished saying that normally the klal is that the other relatives become bottled to the Gadol Abayis, and here the Gemara is changing in the midstream. Here the Gemara is saying that Halach Gadol Abayis Lebeis HaKvaros, so all of a sudden we want the Gadol Abayis to become bottled to everybody else. So the Ravan couldn't believe that that's true. That's against the whole Yisoid of Gadol Abayis. Of course the other relatives have to become bottled to the Gadol Abayis. So comes the Ravan and says, we read the Gemara totally wrong. Why? What does the Gemara say? Watch, the Gemara was Moina la'atzmai v'mona imohen. Those were the two lashonos of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that within 3 days, mona imohen, and after 3 days, mona li'atzmo. So what we thought the words mona imohen meant is that the Gadol Abayis counts with the other guys. It means the Gadol Abayis loses whatever cheshbon he was up to, and he takes along the cheshbon of the other people. That's what we thought the words mona imohen meant. Not just we. That's what Taisa saw. That's what the Ramban thought. Of course, that's what the words mean, mona imohen. So comes the Ravan and says, no. You know what mona imohen means? That the Gadol Abayis is up to the same count as everybody else. You know why? Because everybody else joins him. That's what mona imohen means. That means they're up to the same count, mona imohen, because their count is going to change, their count is going to become part of his count. And what does Manal Atzmo mean? Manal Atzmo means that the other people are not going to become bottled to him. So, well, even the tape recorder couldn't take that. So comes the... So comes the Ravan and says, well, what does this mean practically? So says the Ravan, I'm not inventing the wheel, says the Ravan. You know what I'm quoting? I'm quoting the Rishalmi. Remember, we had this Rishalmi a couple of days ago when we spoke about the Sugi V'Hachzaras Panim. So the Gemara in the Bavli said that the people who leave the airport, so they should start counting right now, and the people who are going to the Beis HaKvaras, so they should start counting later. So the way we read the Bavli, it sounds like, yeah, no, that's all that happens. That you have one group counting at one time and another group counting another time. So comes the Rishalmi and says, no, not so fast, that it will follow the Gadol Abayis. We had three different possibilities what the Yerushalmi meant, but it's quite possible, at least one scenario of the Yerushalmi was, that if the Gadol Abayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, so then the Din of Achzaras Panim doesn't apply. We possibly get in Shulchan Aruch that if the Gadol Abayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, so the people who stay behind do not start at the earlier time, they have to go to the later time, namely the count of the Gadol Abayis. So comes the Ravan and says, that's exactly what the Bavli says also. The Bavli says verbatim, what the Rishami said, verbatim backwards. It says, Mona Imohem. So according to the Ravan's razzle-dazzle pshat, what does Mona Imohem mean? That means that everybody else becomes bottled to his count. So says the Ravan, what do you want from me? That's exactly what the Rishami said. The people who stayed behind, and the Gadol Abayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros. So Mona Imohem, because you have to follow Stimus HaGadol according to everybody. That's what Yerushalmi says. Achzaras Panim doesn't work when you have a Gadol Abayis going to the basic verse. So what does the 3 days mean? Where did that come from? So comes the Ravan and says, here the Bavli is telling us a chiddush that Yerushalmi doesn't say, that the Bavli is putting a brakes on the din of following the Gadol Abayis l'chumra. That which we say, that the relatives who stay behind are required not allowed to count their shiva from Achzeres Panim, their mechuyev to become bottled to the Gadol HaBayis and wait until Sfimus HaGoyel Lehel. Hocha b'mayaskin, and if it's not so far away, if it's within 3 days, here it doesn't mean he's literally going to come back within 3 days, but it means in theory the Gadol HaBayis could return within 3 days, so it's not so far. So what are you asking the guys to do? You're asking the people of the time of Achzeres Panim, don't start shiva today, wait a day or two or three, that's it. But let's say the trip from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is going to be 6 months. So you're going to tell me that you're going to tell the Kraven in Bavel to put the lives on hold for 6 months, and then all of a sudden start counting Shiva in 6 months from now. That's ridiculous. So that's what the Bavli said, that where do you draw the line? What's called really too far away? 3 days. That means if the Kvura is within a three-day trip, so then it's just a question of asking the relatives who are staying behind to wait 1 or 2 or 3 days. So then the halacha says you have to wait for the Gadol HaBayis. You have to wait for the Gadol HaBayis. Everybody goes, Vasa the Gadol HaBayis. But if it's more than 3 days, had the Losa begot Losa, Mona Liatzmai, Mona Liatzmo, what Mona Liatzmo really means, says the Ravan, is Monim Laatzman, that the people who stay behind are Mona Laatzman, and they're allowed to avail themselves of the Kula of Achzeres Panim. They're not Mechuyev to wait until later. Well, so the Ravan is an unbelievable pshat. It's mamish backwards. Everything is totally, completely backwards. But the Gvalt Gemayla of the Ravan is that it's based on the Yerushalmi. So it's interesting that we thought, according to many Yerushalmi, Tosfos thought that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli never met each other. They have nothing to do with each other. The Bavli said you follow Achzeres Panim, and there is no din of Gadol HaBayis when it comes to din of Achzeres Panim. It was the Yerushalmi that shtupped in the idea of Gadol HaBayis and the sugya of Achzeres Panim. According to the Ravan, it's unbelievable. The Bavli never said a word about. The Bavli just said Achzeres Panim works. The Yerushalmi is qualifying the Bavli and saying that no, when there's a Gadol HaBayis, so then Achzeres Panim doesn't work. And then the Bavli is going ahead and qualifying the Yerushalmi and saying that which the Yerushalmi, our friends in Eretz Yisrael, just told us that when there's a Gadol HaBayis, that qualifies the din of Achzeres Panim. We're about to requalify them also, that's only true if it's within 3 days. That is a lot of correspondence going on here that's in between the lines. But the Ravan's pshat is fascinating pshat. But the most difficult problem with the Ravan is that that's what Mona Imoen means. The Dikdak isn't right. It should be Mona Nimo. Very, very difficult. It's not my or the Shach says. That he says the Gemara of Shach. They can't believe that's what the Gemara meant.
But also conceptually, so they're only named, then they're
Mithli
of the Mitzvahs.
Right.
Then they're going into a
Vesuvah. Right. Right. That's right. That's right. Right. But we've seen that process being broken up already before. Yeah.
When he gets back, he doesn't start the avails immediately after the Kvura.
Who's he? According to who?
According to the Ravan.
According to the Ravan, the Gadol HaBayis, he's setting the rules for everybody. According to Ravan, the Gadol HaBayis starts his avails at Slimas HaGadol, like he always does.
He's not going to be back here for 6 months, and then he can't even do it anyways.
Right, if he cannot come back within 3 days, right. Right. If he can't come back within 3 days.
He's starting the avails once he has Slimas HaGadol, not when he comes back.
Who, the Gadol HaBayis is starting it? Right, he's starting at Tzimus HaGadol. Now the question is, because the other guys, the first group of guys, are they mechuyev to follow his chesed, or they have a right to follow Achzeres Panim? So that's what the Bavli says according to Ravan's pshat: 3 days versus no 3 days. What?
They don't have to wait for him to get back.
No, they don't have to wait for him to come back. Right, that's right. So a couple, we have four pshatim in the Rishonim. So even though these four pshatim are very different from one another, but they have one common denominator, and what is that? That they all learn the same pshat in Holach Gadol HaBayis LeBeis HaKvaras, that the Gadol HaBayis is going Letzarech HaKvura. It means all four pshat will work with the same halach that there was not a kvura yet. So why is it that you're getting different cheshbonos? So the reason why you're potentially getting different cheshbonos is based on the din of Achzeres Panim, because the first group wants to start from Achzeres Panim, and the second and the Gadol HaBayis wants to start from Stimas HaGoylo. So the four pshatim are all assuming that, which sounds pretty good. Halachal Beis HaKvaros, that's what it sounds like. So comes the rush, and here we're going to say the shach's pshat and the rush. We're going to leave out the tour's pshat and the rush. We're going to work with the shach's pshat and the rush. Comes the shach and makes a few interesting observations about the rush. The rush's description of halachal labayit lebeis HaKvaros is rather strange. If I was writing halachal labayit lebeis HaKvaros, what is his purpose of going to the Beis HaKvaros? I would have said Lutzarech Kvura, which is exactly what Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and the Ravan and the Beis Yosef, Pedas, Riff, and the Rambam who ignore it. That's what everybody said. Comes the Rosh and says, why is the Gadol HaBayis going to the Beis HaKvaros? What does the Rosh say? He's going to build a kever. He's going to put up a matseva. What happened to the Kvura exactly? Where, what's going on? Why is the Rosh not giving the simple taich in halach galabais basic varus? Why is he having him go to build matzevis and to build kvarim, etc.? What happened to do the etzma kvura? So comes the shach and says, this is the key, this is the yaseida yaseidas that the rush is trying to tell you, that all the rishonim got it wrong, says the rush, in effect, says the shach b'das rush, that everybody was present at the kvura. They all went to the basic kvaras together for the purpose of the kvura, and then they all went back home to sechil, like we do today. And now what happened? They, you know, somewhere in the middle of Shiva, day three, day four, day five of Shiva, all of a sudden the Galabayas got the great idea, you know what, we want to make sure there's a matzeva ready, we want to put up the matzeva by the end of Shiva, so I'm going to leave the house, and I'm going back to the cemetery to go, you guys stay behind, you're not the Galabayas, I'm in charge, I'm going to go be metafel in the tzrachim. So comes the shach and says, if that's the pshat, so then there's something else that's fundamentally different from all the other Rishonim. We're no longer addressing the Avelas, the Cheshbon of the Gadol Habayis. We know exactly when the Gadol Habayis is starting his Shiva. He started the exact same time as all the other relatives. According to all the other Rishonim, the Gadol Habayis is in his world, and the other relatives are in their world, and we're trying to figure out who's going to be bottled to who. According to the Rush, there's not an issue. Of course the Gadol Habayis is the same Cheshbon, because they were all at the same steam as the Gadol. They were all at the Kfura together. So Im Kain, what in the world is the Gemara talking about? So says the Rosh, according to the Shach, obviously the deal in the Gemara is Lagabi Acherim, Lagabi another relative who's now going to come in Baruch Habu on day five, and he wants to know, what's my status in Halacha? I want to be Batal to you guys. So comes the Rosh and says, that's the Shach in the Gemara. It's not Lagabi the girl Abayis's minion of Elis. That's partially counting the same as everybody else. The Shach is Lagabi the others. So now comes the Gemara and says as follows. Well, wait a second, where is the Gadol Habayis? We know that when you have an outsider coming who was not present b'shas misa, so according to all we've shown him, he wants to be Batel, there's a klal Gadol. Who shematza Gadol Habayis b'bayis? So comes the Gemara and says, no, there's an exception to that klal Gadol. What is it? If the Gadol Habayis left the house and he went to go to the beach, so then in Achinami, then the new guy who comes is not going to be Batel. But here the Gadol Habayis didn't go to the beach. Gadol Habayis went to the Beis HaKvaros. So true, he's not literally in the bias, but he's an extended bias. He's in the basic varus. He's also being metapel in Yoni Hameis. So that's the shayla in the Gemara. Ibai luholach al bias le basic varus. The Gadol Habayis is not physically present in the house, but he's here in spirit. You know, he may not be here in body. So he's involved with the Tzarech Hameis. So he's mishtatek with the other Avelim. So now you have a new guy who comes from left field, and he comes in on day five, and he wants to know, hey, what's my status in halacha? Do I have a right to be batel to you guys or not? So do we say that, well, sorry, Charlie, there's no Gadol Habayis here, so you can't be batel? Well, do we say no? That since the Gadol Habayis is kind of here, so then you also have a right to be batel and to pick up the count of both the Gadol Habayis and the original Avelim. So comes the Gemara and says, this is the chiluk. When is the new guy coming? Is he coming within 3 days, or is he not coming within 3 days? 3 days? Who cares about 3 days? It should be 7 days. We're Rabbi Shimon people. No, comes the Rosh and says, we're Rabbi Shimon people when there's a real Gadol Habayis here. But here, there is no real Gadol Habayis here. Here, there's the Gadol Habayis is only here in spirit. So, you want to say the Abotel to the Avelim, even though there's no Gadol Habayis, if you have the Chachabim, it's within 3 days. You need a Tziruf. It means if the Gadol Habayis is mamash here, then you have till day seven to come. If the Gadol Habayis is out at the beach, so then even if you come on day one, it's not going to help. If the Gadol Habayis is at the Beis HaKvaros, and it's within the first 3 days, then and only then it's like 0 + 0 = 1. Those have been in my Shia know that we always say that, right? So here you have two different stadim which come together and say, okay, we'll wave you in, we'll give you the green light, we'll let you go. Even though you're really missing, you don't have a real bona fide Gadol Habayis, and you don't really have a full of answer. Okay, it's good enough. Yesh Makom Lahakol, we're going to let you count the Shiva. So this is a fundamentally different shot. It's fundamentally different on so many different levels. It's fundamentally different that it has the Gadol Habayis going for something totally different. It has the Gadol Habayis having started the Avelus originally together with everybody else. And the Pshat is assuming that we're not even being done the Gabi the Avelus of the Gadol Habayis, because the Gadol Habayis of course is up to everybody else. Whereas the other Rishonim were assuming the shaila is twofold. It's the shaila enough kamina for the Gadol Habayis and enough kamina for everybody else, except that Raiva that the Ramban quotes will leave that out also. It makes life too complicated. But all the other Rishonim were assuming that it's a double nafkamina, whereas according to the Rush, of course there's no nafkamina for the Gadol Habayis. Of course the nafkamina is only for the outsiders. Okay. What do I think Rashi holds? The answer is I have absolutely no clue. I have no idea what Rashi holds. I don't know. Anyone else knows what Rashi holds? I can't figure it. It's so ambiguous. But which Rashi is saying? Rashi doesn't even commit to who the shaila is for. We're not sure. I mean, I know that Rashi does say lekvura. Rashi says letzorech hakvura, right? Doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. It's not clear that Rashi says. It's not clear that Rashi says that. Who is the guy who's coming? Is Rashi talking about just the Gadol HaBayis is coming back? No, but then the Gadol HaBayis himself is coming back? Or somebody else is coming back? Rashi's clear that? I don't know if Rashi's so clear. You thought Rashi was clear? I don't know. Not sure. What's the second half of the Shaila? No, but it can't be because Rashi, the only thing Rashi does say is he's only Tzach HaKvura. Right? No, but that's by definition not the Rosh's pshat. Right? The whole thrust. It's half Rosh. It's half the pshat Rosh. Maybe. Close to the Raivin, maybe. No, the Raivin is the opposite of it. The Raivin says Nafkamina only for the Gadol HaBayis, right? Not for the third guy. Raivin is a stomp something or something. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
The Gadol needs to be back. He has to come back to the house, or once he does the Kfur, he can stay there doing the Matzeva according to the Rosh.
According to the Rosh, well, the Gadol had to be at the Kfur with everybody else, so they all started together. And now, no, I don't know if he had to come back. I'm not sure. I don't know.
As long as he started with
him. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. That Rashi says, no, but Rashi doesn't make it clear. What I meant, I said that Rashi is not clear. Is I don't know according to Rashi, is there a new guy coming in? That's what I'm not clear about Rashi.
The Shaila can't be if the Gadol HaBayis is coming back and he can't with the Bayis because Rashi already said Chazal Bayis. They for sure can't. The Gadol HaBayis can never be the start to the Chazal Bayis. He can never start with their account. You don't see how to start with
Yeah, I don't know. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Good. So we have our five shittas. Yeah. What's this far? What's this far? In terms of this
fellow.
This combination of factors according to Rush. I don't understand it. I don't understand the Baha.
Why should it make
it? Yeah, it means where are you digging up 3 days? All of a sudden, 3 days comes back to life. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You see that in 3 days he can't do any of this work before the 3 days.
There's a general thing about it. The question is this guy doing it for sure or not? Is he supposed to be leaving the house to go to the basic world? We'll have to get the Yitzhak Mibesa, we'll have to see about that. Or we get the Yitzhak Malach, we'll have to see about that. Good, so we have our five Shittas. So again, we have Shittas HaTosfos, we have Shittas HaRamban, we have the Beis Yosef and his claims, the Shittas HaRif and the Rambam, we have Shittas HaRavan and Shittas HaRosh. The next question we have to ask ourselves is how do all of these Shittas fit into the Rishami? So, L'chora, the Yerushalmi also addresses this basic question. Namely, you have one group of people who are starting early because of Achzaras Panim, and then you have the Gadol HaBayis who's going on his trip to the Beis HaKvaras to do the Kvura. So the Yerushalmi seems to say the exact opposite of what the Bavli says. The Yerushalmi says that the Gadol HaBayis is not going to be bought off everybody else. Fakir, everyone else is going to be bought off the Gadol HaBayis. So that which we said a couple of shiurim ago, in the name of the Rishami, that seems to fly mamish in the face of what the way most of the Rishami, Tosfos and the Ramban at least, are reading Pshat in the Bavli. So what is it? Is it like the Bavli saying that the Gadol HaBayis can potentially become bottled to everybody else since he, quote-unquote, started together, since they started Misa together, they were one group to begin with? Or is it like the Rishami that forget that everyone has to wait, that there are no two counts. The Bavli is assuming there are two counts, and now we're going to have the Gadol HaBayis come back to the first count. According to the Rishami, there are no two counts. According to the Rishami, the original guys had no right to start Avelos from Achzaras Panim. They had to wait until Stimas HaGadol in deference to the Gadol HaBayis. So how do you miyashiv that problem? So comes the Ramban and says that there's no way to be miyashiv that problem. It's Taka Machloikis. The Ramban claims in the Chanami that he threw out that whole Rishami, that we don't postulate that Rishami. We paskin that Achzaras Panim is an absolute, that there is no din of Gadol HaBayis. That's what we said last week when we spoke about Achzaras Panim. The Bavli never used the word, never said boo that Gadol HaBayis in the sugya of Achzaras Panim. So that's exactly what the Ramban says in Taras Adam, that we in the Bavli paskin that there's no condition that limits Achzaras Panim, and therefore the Bavli is able to address the possibility that the Gadol HaBayis can potentially become bottle to everybody else. That's what the Ramban says. And Pashtus, that's what Tosfos says also. Because Tosfos happens, we know Tosfos wasn't a big fan of this Rishali anyway, because Tosfos already pointed out later on, we saw this Tosfos earlier, but Tosfos says in the Sugi of Achzoras Panim itself, Tosfos makes the Ha'ara, that guess what, the Ba'ali doesn't say a word in the Sugi of Achzoras Panim about the difference between Gola Bayis and not. So both Tosfos and the Ramban, we have every reason to believe, held that the Ho Rishali is not accepted by Allah. We don't pass like the Rishali. What about according to the Beis Yosef, Riff in the Rambam? So the Rishami would have been gevaldik according to the Riff in the Rambam. Why? Because according to the Riff in the Rambam, the Bavli doesn't exist. Because this whole sugi in the Gemara, Pachach Beisakvaros and Beisakvaros doesn't exist. So, Memela, you have every right to assume Allah like the Rishami. There's just one catch. Anyone know what the catch is? What's the catch of that statement? Yeah, the Riff and the Rambam themselves never quoted the Rishami either. So, the Riff and the Rambam would have been the Rishonim who would have been the biggest supporters of the Rishami, because according to them, there's no Bavli against them, and the Riff and the Rambam themselves just ignored the whole Rishami. So, very strange that whereas the Ravan had the Bavlis and the Rishamis talking to each other, the Riff and the Rambam said the Rishami's wrong and the Bavlis, everything's wrong. The only thing that's right, basically, says the Riff and the Rambam, is the Din of Achzoras Panim, as it stands by itself, without any qualification whatsoever, no modification in terms of Gola Bayis, that's a statement that is true. And the only other half of the statement that's true, La'alach, going to Rif the Ramah, Libid the Beis Yosef, is the first sugya of Gola Bayis, the first half of Tereshia, about Husha Motza, Gola Bayis, and Vesa Kvaros. The two things that fall by the wayside, according to the Riff and the Rambam, is Yerushalmi's modification of Achzoras Panim, Ishalai Kalach, because it's against the Bavli, and the Sugi of Halach Beis, the basic Varus falls by the wayside, because it's against the first half of the Bavli. So according to the Riff and the Rambam, would have loved to be Miyashim Yerushalmi, but the Riff and the Rambam ignored it. The Ravan says, I'm the guy who's right. I'm totally right, because I made shalom between the Bavli and the Rishama. I hope the Bavli is working with the Rishama. It's Gevaldik, except, of course, Kayadua, that doesn't really fit into the Lashon of the Bavli too well. What about according to the Rush? So comes the Shach and says, the Rush is Gevaldik. The Rush has a cryptic statement where the Rush says that the Rishami, that Rishami has nothing to do with our sugya. Why does that have nothing to do with our sugya? So says the Shach, I'll tell you why, because it's talking about a different topic. According to the Rush, the Yerushalmi is talking about that the relatives did not start off the Avelis together, because in the case of the Yerushalmi, only the Gadol HaBayis went to the basic Varas Letzarech HaKvura. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. The people who are Machs upon them have no right to start their Avelis until the Gadol HaBayis starts his Avelis. Masha'enkin, the Bavli is not even talking about that topic, because the Bavli, according to the Rosh Hashpshah, is talking about they were all into the basic Varas for the Tzarech HaKvura. So they all started one Cheshbet together, and the whole deity of the Bavli is Lagabi Acherim. So the Rosh is Gevaldik. The Rosh is the Bavli's right, and the Yerushalmi's right, and the reason why they're both right is because they're talking about two different cases. But going back to what we said before, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, we got into problems. According to Tosfos and the Ramban, we in effect had to throw the Yerushalmi out the window. Because according to Tosfos and the Ramban, what in effect comes out, that which the Yerushalmi says, the Achzoras Panim people become bottled to the Gadol HaBayis. Tosfos and the Ramban are learning Pshat in the Bavli that the Gadol HaBayis is becoming bottled to the Achzoras Panim. So Lechora, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, there's really no way to salvage the Yerushalmi, which is what the Ramban himself says. So comes the Shach and dug up another sheet. So comes the Shach and dug up a Mordechai, where the Mordechai quotes from the Maram Rittenberg that you can be Miyashiv, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi together. It's not a problem. Why? Comes the Mordechai and says, there's a very big difference. Where is the Gadol HaBayis going and where is he staying? In the case of the Yerushalmi, where everyone's going to become bottled to the Gadol HaBayis, that means the Gadol HaBayis is going to the Beis HaKvaros and he's staying put. He's not coming back to the other guys. So that's what the Yerushalmi meant to say, that if the Gadol HaBayis is leaving the group and he's going on his own way, he's going to go to the Beis HaKvaros, bury the mason, sit put in his house, because he happens to live in the city where the Beis HaKvaros is, and he's going to start from Stimus HaGoyel. He for sure is not going to go back to them. So comes the Mordechai and says, guess what? Since the Gadol HaBayis is for sure going to be counting Mistimus HaGoyel, the guys who are left behind have to also count Mistimus HaGoyel. That's not what the Bavli's talking about. The Bavli's talking about Holach Gadol HaBayis, the basic words, Bechazar, that the Gadol HaBayis is coming back to the other guys. So since he's coming back to the other guys, that's what the Bavli means, the Gadol HaBayis is bottled to the end. So according to this Mordechai, there's no absolute answer, means who's bottled to. It depends. That sometimes the Gadol HaBayis is bottled to the other guys, and sometimes the other guys are bottled to the Gadol HaBayis. It all depends on, is the Gadol HaBayis coming back? If the Gadol HaBayis is coming back, so then he becomes bottled to the original group of Avelim. That's the Bavli. That's halakha labayis, the basic varas. And the only time the Rishalmi said that the other relatives become bottle to the Bugal labayis, that they have to delay their availas, is halakha mayaskin, and that the Gugal labayis isn't coming back. That's what the Shach saves the Rishalmi. So basically we have, within the five sheets and Rishonim, at least five different permutations. What do you do with the Rishalmi? So you have, either you could say the Yerushalmi is just forget about the whole thing, like the Ramban says, that the whole Yerushalmi is like halacha. Or you save the Yerushalmi even according to Tosfos and the Ramban, like the Shach, the Mordechai. Or you throw out the whole Yerushalmi with the Bavli, throw everything out, like the Rif and the Rambam in effect. Or it doesn't sound good. No one should quote me on that. You throw the Bavli and the Yerushalmi out. But everyone understands what I mean in the context. Or you have the Ravan, who said the Yerushalmi is gavaldik. The Yerushalmi and the Bavli are complimenting one another. They're just commenting on and extending one another, but the real everyone's coming to say the same thing. Or you say like the Rosh Hashanah and the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are talking about two totally different cases. So now, tachlis, when all the dust settles, how do we paskin la halacha in all this? So as we said before,
wait.
The Mordechai says, yeah. Huh? Oh, no. I mean, is the Mordechai commenting Tosis or the Ramban? I don't know. I'm stumbling. Mordechai like Tosis. Mordechai with the Balei Tosis. They were the Talmidim of the Balei Tosis. Right, Tosis. Right. You need that quirk of Tosis. Right. So, Lamaisa, where does this put us? So, there are two parts of the Sugya Lamaisa we've already been saying for the whole Shia. So it turned out better that we learned the whole Lamaisa Sugya today, because that way kept it all in one unit. The first half of Gadol Habayis Sugya, we cannot never have this manazer for two reasons. Number one, we're not sure what a Gadol Habayis is, that it's hard to put a pinpoint who Gadol Habayis is. And number two, when do we ever have a scenario that a guy doesn't know that somebody died till after the Kvuri comes back? It can have it. Once in a year, we can have a case. But as manazer, we have better communication. So everybody knows right away. Everybody knows before the Kvura. So it's not shaykh, the first half of Gadol Habayis. But the part of the Sugya that we have this manazer, much more common, is the Sugya of Halach Gadol Habayis, the basic Varos. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Tosis and Tosis, the Ramban, the Ravat? Who do we paskin like? So comes, right, but you know what, according to most Rishonim, it's irrelevant now. According to Tosfos and Ramban, it's totally irrelevant because once you're talking about they started out as a group together, so then the Gadol Habayis could become both with other people, so other people could for sure become both with him. It doesn't matter anymore. Gadol Habayis is a meaningless concept, as man is there, in the second scenario. Tosfos and Ramban, the whole Yisrael of Tosfos and Ramban was that when is there a din that Gadol Habayis, you have to pinpoint who the Gadol Habayis is. That's if they didn't know the availability, they didn't start off together. Now you want to have some stranger being batel to the original group. He's only going to be batel to the Gadol Habayis. Masha Ein Kein, when the group started out as a unit together, and now the Gadol Habayis went off on a trip to the basic varos, so the Gadol Habayis himself can be batel to the Katan Sheba Habayis. So Kavachama, we don't care who the Gadol Habayis is. So Bizman is there, Taizah then is going to be relevant, lahalacha. Taizah and Rabban are totally relevant, lahalacha, Bizman is there, because we don't care about Gadol Habayis anymore. Gadol Habayis is limited only to the first half hour shir.
Didn't we see for Tosfos Shita that you need to know who the Gadol Habayis is for 7 versus 3? When there's a Gadol Habayis, we're allowed 7 days, but if there's no Gadol Habayis there.
Yeah, that's only relevant for the new guys who are coming in. That's only relevant for the new guys, but for the anyone who was present, Bishas Misa, anyone who knew about the Misa, so then it's irrelevant. So how are we paskin l'alocha? So it shouldn't surprise us to open up the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch follows exactly what he tells you in the Beis Yosef. We know the Mechaber always paskins 9 out of 10 times, passes like the Rif and the Rambam against the other Rishonim. So especially we're here, the Beis Yosef told you what he thought the Rif and the Rambam said. So the Shulchan Aruch left out this entire thing. So if Rav Yosef Kai was sitting in the back of Shir today, he would be looking at us, what are we spending an hour in this Sugya? The whole thing doesn't exist because we pass like the Rif and the Rambam, that the only din of Gadol Habayis that exists, the only time of being brought up to other people's availas, according to the Mechaber, is only in a situation where there's a Gadol Habayis, and other people are coming in the middle, and they're going to be bottled to the Gadol Habayis. Yeah, then and only then is there a din of Bittul Avelus. Masha Enke, in our scenario, once it's Halak Gadol Habayis, the basic verse, once the Gadol Habayis leaves, so the Shulchan Aruch says, forget it, then each man for himself. So according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we in effect paskin like the Rif and the Rambam, aliba to what the Beis Yosef thought the Pshat was. Comes the Rama, and also shouldn't surprise us.
What's the case of fatherness? Everybody knows, everybody had the basic clause together. What's the shadow?
No, now, our scenario, now the Gadol Habayis goes off to Eretz Yisrael to take the, not your case. Bizman is there. The most common scenario of this. You have a Levi in New York, and they're taking the body off the Eretz Yisrael. So one of the members of the family is going, and he's gonna get there the next day, and he's gonna fly back the following day. So where is he up to? Is he up to day one, or is he up to day three already? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, what's the din according to Shulchan Aruch? Day one. He's got to start from scratch according to the Shulchan Aruch, because he's not coming back to the Gadol HaBayis, unless it was the Katan HaBayis who went, which is highly unlikely, because usually the definition of the Gadol, usually the guy who's going is by definition going to be as close to the Gadol HaBayis as possible. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and passes him straight, like his version of the Riff and the Rambam. Comes the Ramon and says, no, absolutely not. We pass him like the Rosh. So again, the Ramon's Ashkenazi, so he passes him like the Rosh. Well, he passes what he thought the Rosh said. He passes like Tysus, which he claims the Rosh said the same thing. The Shach said was not true. So he passes him straight like Tysus. So what does that mean, Lalacha? So comes the Ramon, and it says, it depends, that we do accept the possibility of our scenario. They have a person dies in New York. They have a Levaya in New York, and they take the mace to Eretz Yisrael, and the Levayas now returns. And he wants to know, can I be up to day five, or do I have to start from day one? So what would the Ramah say? You better get on the first flight back to America, because if you didn't make it back within 3 days, then we'll give you the green light. Then we'll let you count like the Bnei Habayas. But if you're after 3 days, that's what the Gemara means according to Tosfos. Had the asa le'achar t'losa, then mayna le'atzmai. So according to the Ramah, you got to get back pretty quick. You could do it, but it's gonna put a lot of pressure on you to make sure that you're back. Because don't forget, the first day of Avelus may only be 5 minutes. If they have Zoras punning from the airport at 5 o'clock, and then that's day one of Avelus. So by the time you get there, it's so, and you come back, you may blow it. You may miss 3 days. So according to the Ramah, you got to rush it back in order to be back within the 3 days, because the Ramah passed him straight out. Like Tysus.
It's not through 24-hour periods.
No, it's the third day of Avelus, right? You gotta be back within the third day of Avelus, right? Comes the Shach. Everybody saw the Shach? The big Shach. The big, big, big Shach. There are a few Shachs in the Maimon Kemes. Gotta take a look at the Shach. So comes the Shach. And first of all, says he claims that the Mechab is wrong, because he thought that the Ref and the Rambam never said anything that the Beis Yosef claimed that they said. Second of all, he said the Taizus Pshat is so shver. And then he said that the Ramah thought that the Rosh and Taizus were saying the same thing. That's also not true. The Rosh was talking about a totally different scenario. So we didn't even know what the Rosh would say about our case. So who is the only Pshat that the Shach says is right? The Ramban. He says, of course the Ramban's right. Who asked me before? How can we always pass like the Ramban no chazavelos? Not always, but he wrote a great book on it. You write a Sefer Torah, so I don't pass like you too. So comes the Shach and says, the Ramban, that's clearly what the Halach is. Of course that's the Pshat. So comes the Shach and says, we pass him straight out like the Ramban. Forget what it says in Shulchan Aruch, forget what it says in the Ramah. We pass him straight like the Sheet of the Ramban, the Torah of Adam. Therefore, what does the Shach say? So what does that mean? In effect, what does it mean according to the Shach? The Avil could take his time. He doesn't have to rush back on the first flight. He gets to Shiva 2-3 days in Eretz Yisrael. As long as he comes back, if he comes back b'yom hashvi in the morning, as long as he makes it back on time, but if he comes back too late, then he's up the creek. But if he comes back before yom hashvi in the morning, so then he's okay. Then he becomes bottled to the regular Avil. There's no Gadol HaBayis, so what? That's exactly what the Ramban says, that there's no Gadol HaBayis, so it's totally irrelevant. You don't need a good labai, since he was part of the cheshbon from beforehand. I mean, he's not part of the cheshbon. He was yodeh b'shas hamisa. So now comes the shach and says, but there's only one catch to the story. Can't forget the Yerushalmi that we paskin like the Yerushalmi that by Hachzoras Panim, there's a catch that everybody has to be follow the cheshbon of the Gadol HaBayis. So comes the Shach and says, wait a second, why am I saying that the Gadol HaBayis is bottled everybody else? Doesn't the Yerushalmi say everyone else is bottled? Then what's the answer? The Mordechai. The Shach is the one who dug up the Mordechai. He's the one who's the Farsim. And he said, yeah, we paskin like this Mordechai also. He says, we paskin like the Ramban combined together with the Mordechai. Namely, that if the Gadol HaBayis Taka does not come back, then he not only is he up the creek, but everybody else is up the creek also, because everyone else has to become bottled to him. So if Lu Yitzi would have a case that the Gadol HaBayis, let's say, lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he goes back with the mace, they bury the mace, and the Gadol HaBayis stays in Eretz Yisrael, that's the worst case scenario, says the Shach, because not only does that force him to have a full 7 days of Shiva, that's mechayev all the other guys to have a full days of Shiva as well. So says the Shach, paskins lahalacha, the Ramban plus the Mordechai, which is rather interesting, because the Ramban himself says that Yerushalmi is shalaki halacha, because it's against the Bavli. But the Shach knew that, and he says, Afa Michain, halacha if I make a Yavel. So we pass in like the Ramban plus Mordechai together. That's in effect what the Shita Shach is. But then comes the Shach, and now throws two more things at us. Comes the Shach and says, just because We don't paskin like the Rosh is pshat in the Gemara. We think the Ramban's pshat is the Emes pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't mean the Rosh is off base. The Rosh is a pretty nice svara, even though we didn't exactly understand it. That which the Rosh said, that if it's when everybody starts together, the Avelus, everyone went to the basic verse together, and now the Gadol Habayis left, everyone came back home, and now the Gadol Habayis went back to the basic verse, and now a third guy comes, Baruch Abu, he comes from Minakutz, and he wants to know, am I allowed to count your Cheshbon or not? So the Rosh told us a Gevaldik Echidish, that since the Gadol Habayis is not really there, and he's not really coming back for our purposes, so therefore, only within 3 days is good. So the Shach says, you know what? Let's pass like that. Why not? Even though the Rosh is Pshat and the Gemara is not right, but it's a good Svara. Okay. The Rosh said, I guess it's a good Svara. We don't quite understand the Rosh of Svara. But the Shach says, yeah, we should accept that Lalacha also. That we're going to have the Rosh is not totally thrown out. We accept that Prat in the Rosh. We can't accept it totally, that if the Gadol Habayis comes back, so that's going to throw things off. Let's say, how come my skin, the Gadol Habayis doesn't come back? So comes the Shach and says we should pass like that part of the Rosh. And then for the grand finale, the Shach alludes to something that he wrote earlier in the Simen, where the Shach writes as follows. He likes the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi about the people who are machs upon him may still have to go with the Cheshbon of the Gadol Habayis, provided that the Gadol Habayis stayed in Eretz Yisrael, right? The case that we said before, that the Mordechai wanted to save the Yerushalmi, and the Shach thought that was right, that which the Mordechai was saying. So in the scenario where they send the mace off to Eretz Yisrael, the Gadol Habayis stays in Eretz Yisrael, so that's a disaster. Then we said that even the people who are machs upon him have to count according to the Cheshbon of the Gadol Habayis. So comes the Shach with the grand finale and says no. Well, not so fast. According to the Ravan's Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara was saying a gevaldik echidish, that from there the Varmamurim, that the Yerushalmi says that the people who are machz upon him have to keep the cheshbon, the later cheshbon, the chumrah. That's only if it was close enough. It was within 3 days. Remember, we gave a mashal, it's 6 months away. Such a far trip, so mehecha tasted that they have to wait, put their lives in limbo for 6 months. So comes the Shach and says, guess what? The Ravan's pshat and the Gemara is wrong. That's not the pshat and the Gemara. We all know what moni imoin means. It doesn't mean like the Ramban. It doesn't mean like the Ravan. The Ramban's pshat is a ripe pshat. But you know what? The Ravan's pshat is a taka good svara. Taka makes a lot of sense. That l'chorah, there has to be a cutoff point. At what point do you say that the Avelim or Machs upon him have to wait for the people who went to the Beis HaKvaras? Mistabu for 3 days. Ad kan v'lo yoyser. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to help because it's within 3 days. Let's say you have in the olden days. So says the Shach, we should paskin like the Ravan, even though we're not really accepting his pshat in the Gemara, but his svara makes sense also. So basically, when all the dust settles, the Shach says, has three psachim halacha. He says, we paskin like the Ramban plus Mordechai, which is the normal scenario for us, bizman hazeh, that the mace is taken off to Eretz Yisrael, and then with the Gadol Habayis, or anyone else, doesn't really matter who goes along, and the relative comes back. So if the relative comes back, so then he becomes batel to the original count, even if he comes back after 3 days. That's the psach of the Shach. That's the Ramban plus Mordechai together. Then you have these two secondary psachim of the Shach, which are not as relevant as man as that. But one of them is in the case of that we accept the Rosh's case also, that Lagabi, the third person who comes in, we accept that if the Gadol Habayis is not literally in the basic, is not literally at home, he's in the basic Kavaras, so only if the new Avil comes in within 3 days, so he's willing to accept that part of the Rosh, again, not too relevant, Lamaisa. And then he accepts the Ravan's, what comes out of the Ravan's Pshat, even though he doesn't accept the Ravan's Pshat itself in the Gemara, which is also not so relevant as Manazeh, in the sense of that the only time you say that the Dachzeres Panim doesn't, the Dachzeres Panim has to be bottle to the Stimas HaGoylel, that's only if it's within 3 days. So we don't have that too much also, because most of the things with Manazeh are within 3 days. So Halach Lamaisa, when everything settles, the case that the most relevant case, according to the Psak of the Shach, that whenever the Avelim come back from Eretz Yisrael, so whenever they come back, so then their pasht is going to be noeg according to the cheshbon of the other bnei habayis. That's what most of the poskim say. Bizman is that seems to be the way we should be noeg. The only thing is that there's one monkey wrench in this. So again, that's what we spoke about before. What it says in the Rosh. The Rosh says that if the person is noeg, remember the Rosh had a yisoid. The once you start avelus, so then you got a problem. Then you can't just. Once you start Avelos, then you can't just change gears in the middle. So that opens up the a little bit of a problem. If we accept that rush lahalacha, so l'chayre, that seems to be so what we're saying now. So there were some who want to argue that in a chinami, when the people go to Eretz Yisrael, so they shouldn't start avelos. That's the question. What does it mean? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to not start avelos? That's a little bit of a monkey wrench in this problem. But if you're not concerned about that issue, if you assume that, no, since the person's getting on the plane, he's turning around the plane, he's coming right back, so he is considered to be a bottle to the people who stayed behind. So if you follow straight Shach and straight Ramban / Mordechai, so that's where you can end up with the maskana. So I think that's what the general Polskim Sebez Man is. I don't know what Ramosha said. What did Ramosha say? Yeah. Yeah, we don't. Anochanami, we don't have a good defined alibi. So Zanaza, I mask him. But you don't need. No, when he comes back or when he stays in Eretz Yisrael? When he comes back, he's got to keep an extra day. I don't know. You have to show me where it says in Ramosha. I don't know. I think that the poskim say that according to the Shach, that's not true. According to the Shach, for sure, it's not true. And we assume halacha, the make a bubble. I think that we assume halacha. I know. You have to show me that. The fact that there's no defined levayis was done as 100%. 100%. I don't know. Maybe Ramosha said something else. I don't know. I think that the regular smart, no, for the same Pnei Baruch, what is it saying? It says straight like the Shach. He gives you all the klum of the Shach. He says, I think he's straight like the Shach. I don't know. Okay, you let me know.
And how about many times they'll sit in there to show for a day?
Yes, that's the question. Is does that sit, and then they want to get back on the plane and to count. Yeah, so that's the question of where does that rush fit into the story, right? Right. That's when the Shach doesn't address that, right? Does the Shach say, when the Shach gives you all his klolim, so he doesn't say that, Hakal Maiski, they're not allowed to take off the shoes then. Doesn't say that in the Shach. I don't know. That goes back to who asked this question originally about the rush? Steve, that was your question? Yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that. Okay, we have a whole weekend to think about that. Good. So basically, for better or for worse, we try to finish the story of Galabais. Okay.